Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for taking the time to join me tonight on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, your media personality, veteran journalist, and host of the show. We started, I want to say, it was last week, a series of special shows during the month of December where I wanted to focus on small businesses so that we could talk about some sort of alternative Christmas gifts as opposed to going to your regular, you know, neighborhood shopping mall. So I got the idea that I thought it would be a good idea that I just basically highlight a lot of small businesses. And two folks we're going to have on tonight. The first young lady from She's Got Papers was brought to my attention by my good friend and also contributor to At Home with Victoria, Jewel Green. And anybody who knows Jewel, she just has impeccable taste. And whenever Jewel loves something, that means pretty much all of us that follow her and support her simply love what she loves as well. So Tiana Smith is going to be on from She's Got Papers, going to talk a little bit about her company and also some perhaps great Christmas gifts that you may want to order from her. Also, she's been very kind to give us a discount on items from her store as well. Second half of the show, Petra Cleary is going to be joining us. Petra is no stranger to At Home with Victoria. Petra has been on the show numerous times before, and she's a health and beauty expert, and she's got some products that she's going to talk about, mainly, I believe, focusing on the winter and what, you know, you can do to kind of keep your skin great and to its optimum potential during the winter. But before we talk to Petra, we're going to go ahead and start the conversation and talk with Tiana Smith if she's got papers and see if she's on the line with us. Hi, Tiana, this is Victoria. You're live on the air. How are you?
Hi, Victoria. It's Tania. How are you?
Good. I was going to ask you how to pronounce your name correctly because there are so many people that come on the show. There's several ways that you can pronounce your name. So tell us again how you pronounce yours.
It's Tania.
Tania, okay. Mm-hmm. Tania, first of all, sweetie, thank you so much for taking the time to be here.
Thank you.
And like I mentioned before, I kind of found out about you and you caught my eye because of Jewel Green. So tell us a little bit about your company yourself and how you got started.
Okay, first I want to give all my love to Jewel. I love, love, love her to death.
Mm-hmm.
She's Got Papers was an idea that my sister and I had back in 2002. We were going to start a stationery company. We're both huge lovers of paper. She got me my first journal when I was 11, and I've been journaling ever since. And so I must have, 56, 57 books now. And we sat down and said, we should really do something, but it really has got to be different. I mean, obviously the market is, saturated with Hallmark and, American Greetings and those kinds of things. So we said, we got to do something really funky, right? So that was that. We talked 6 million times a day, like most sisters. That was the end of that conversation. The very next day, my sister called me on the phone and she said, Tania, I've got the name for the business. And I said, really, what? And she said, Tania, She's Got Papers. Now, I don't know if you remember, but She's Got Papers was a song years ago that was popular in the 80s, and my mother played that song around my house when we were growing up. So when she said She's Got Papers, my mind immediately went back to the monologue at the end of the song because we were too young to know all the words. But
exactly.
I said, we were too young.
It's funny that you say that because When I first, of course, you hit my radar and the name She's Got Papers, I kept saying to myself, where have I heard that before?
Right.
And then one day I was looking on your website and it struck me.
Yeah.
And it took me back to a moment where my mom, growing up in D.C., she loved The Quiet Storm, W-H-U-R.
Yes, yes.
And one night I remember that song was on there, She's Got Papers, and my mom would sit in the living room and had her quiet time, and she would listen to The Quiet Storm. So that was where I heard that song.
She's Got
Great
Papers.
Idea.
Yep. Well, I have to. Anytime I talk about the business and how it started, I always refer to my sister as the brain. I'm Pinky, and she's the brain. That's a cartoon, she really is because I'm extremely creative. My sister has an MBA, so she has all the business sense. So it makes perfect sense. So she came up with the name. That's 2002, and we left it right there. We really didn't discuss it anymore after that. It was just like a passing thought, and that was that. 2007, I gave birth to my daughter. Jada Jasmine, and I'm home on maternity leave, and I've got 4 months maternity, so after you finish burping, you know, you got to do other things with your brain, right? And
right.
I said, okay, well, I'm going to be going back to work, and I knew I'd be going back, you know, to my corporate job, but I said, okay, you know, I've been an executive assistant, you know, at that point it had been 11 years. And I said, okay, well, what am I going to do? Like, I need to be thinking about my plan B. You know, certainly my job is, you know, doing very well and, you know, feeding me and my family. But, you know, what is it that I'm passionate about? Like, what can I hit on, right? And I called my sister, of course, and I said, I really think I want to start my stationery company now. And I had the name of the business, and, you know, I still wanted to go with the idea that it had to be something unique and different and fresh. And I said, you know what? She's got papers. It's going to be all women, okay? I'm not going to do any traditional stationery, you know, because Hallmark and Papyrus, I'm a huge, huge shopper of Papyrus, but they have the market cornered on happy birthday and congratulations. So that's not something that I, you know, if I was going to do something, I had to hit it, and it had to be right, okay? So I said, I'm going to do something that women, since it's going to be an all-female brand, something that women can really relate to, okay? And I started brainstorming. I had just had my baby girl. I have a son who's 16, so I've got 13 years between my children. And I said, okay, well, now, we'll talk about that later. But I got a large gap between them. And I said, okay, well, now I have this little girl, right? So all those years I had trucks and, you know, fire engines. Okay, now I've got bows and berets and pink things. So I want to do a little girl's line, right? Because how many beautiful gifts did I get at the baby shower and I had to send out thank you notes, okay? So wouldn't it be nice to do a little girl's line so that, you know, when she starts getting gifts for her birthdays and these things, she has her own personal correspondence, okay? So that was the idea for the little girl's line. I wanted to do a teen line as well because the kids are so into texting, and I watch it with my son. They're so into texting. I mean, the kids can't spell. They can't read. I mean, it scares me.
Right,
you know, can they really sit down and write a note, you know?
Yes.
And I wanted to be able to offer that for the young ladies who still practice etiquette and who are taught etiquette in the home, okay? And then my ladies' collection, I said, well, okay. I've had a couple of experiences in my life, right? I'm going to base this collection around my life experiences. So, for instance, when I had my son, I was very young. I was 19. So when I came out, and I made sure I had my hair done when I went into the hospital, because when I came out, I was looking like Naomi Campbell, okay? I mean, I literally looked like I had gone to the store and just come back with an infant, okay? Now, I had my daughter 13 years later. I got home. I had about 25 pounds of baby weight to go, and I was like, okay. So I started drawing from that. One day I'm on the treadmill, and I'm sweating, and I'm like, I'm going to get back down to that four. You know, before I get to work, when I step into work, I'm going to be exactly as I left. Well, miss, I mean, it was 13 years after the fact. You know?
Right.
I was so in my head with that. That became one of the pieces in the collection. And the piece is called Perfect Proportion. The quote on the card is just as I am, because you know what? It might just be a six from now on. You know what I mean? And how many women have suffered with body image? You know, I've got another piece. It's got a pink bow on it. It's called Be the Giver. And the quote on the card is love of self is the greatest gift. You know, because I'm giving to the children and I'm giving to my husband and, you know, the job and the you've got to take time for self.
For yourself, yes.
You know, you've got to take time for self. So the ladies' collection, all of those pieces really came out of my life experiences, you know, my friends' life experiences. I've got a piece in my new collection. It's called The Professionals, and it's the beautician, right? And my best friend, we've been friends since we were 11. She, you know, always loved to do hair when we were kids. Around the same time I started She's Got Papers, she opened up her beauty salon. So I did a piece for her. You know, my sister doesn't learn things, she masters, okay? So when she had my niece, she learned to knit, mastered it, okay? And she said to me, T, you got to do a knitter's card. So I said, well, I don't know, you know. Let me think about it, because what I've also learned to do is that you've got to do that research. The greatest thing about marketing to women is that women are not silent, right? They'll tell you what they
absolutely want.
You know, they'll tell you, I like this, I don't like that. Don't ever do that again. Maybe that needs to be red instead of blue, you know. So She threw that idea out there, and I said, okay, now when I do my trunk shows and when I do my craft fairs, I'm going to do a little research, right? And I said, if I do a knitter's card, why don't I do a whole set for hobbyists, okay? Because people who do their hobbies like that, take it serious, okay? Mm-hmm. So I said, I'll do a knitter, I'll do one for yogis, I'll do one for chefs, I'll do the beautician, you know, I'll do one, I'll do a photography one, you know, just so that everyone can kind of hit on what they're interested in.
Well, and you know, I'm sitting here thinking too that when you talked about sort of the hobbyists and you said that people do take it very seriously, like
mm-hmm.
myself, for example, I love scrapbooking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, scrapbooking is something that I do at my leisure, but it is something that I'm very passionate about, and I really, really, really do take it seriously.
Oh, yeah.
So I love the idea
mm-hmm.
in terms of how you made the decision to start the company, but
mm-hmm.
something that you did that was very basic, but it was very key, that you basically look within yourself and your own lifestyle and experiences that you went through
mm-hmm.
to actually bring that to the table, because pretty much, you know, mostly what one woman goes through, different experiences within your life, pretty much most of us are going to go through.
Yes,
so I
absolutely.
Just think that was awesome that you know that you were able to do that, as opposed to, you know, sort of reaching here and reaching there. You were able to reach within inside your own self to go ahead and start those collections. That, I mean, that's just a great idea.
Thank you. And you know what? I think that when you're starting, a lot of women get in touch with me because, you know, we will get some press pieces and stuff. And if they're on the website or if a friend, that's the thing about women, too. They talk. And if they find something fabulous, they're going to tell their girlfriends, right? And
exactly.
So, you know, if you know, many women have, you know, they're starting a business, and I'll get emails, you know. A woman emailed me, and she said, you know, I just got divorced after 30 years, and I wanted to start a business, and he wasn't behind me. And I tell her, well, the door is open now. Do it.
Right.
You know, do it.
Right.
But go all the way inside and try and figure out what is going to be your niche. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Because one thing I did, I had one of the biggest lessons I learned, and people say, you know, that old adage, if you build it, they will come. That's not true. That's
mm-hmm.
not true.
Okay.
No, that's not true. And in my experience, there's a few things that I liked that I thought were fabulous, a few pieces that I put in the collection just because I was feeling them personally that
mm-hmm.
didn't necessarily sell as well as I thought they would. You know,
okay.
So it is very important. Like I said, women will talk to you and they'll tell you, you know, I like this, I don't like that, I wouldn't do this. You know, if you're marketing specifically to women, one of the best things that you could do is listen. But just because you put it out there, that doesn't mean they're going to come. You know,
it's
so you have to be smart, and you have to be, you know, strategic in, you know, how you brand it and how you position it, you know.
Well, and you know, I think too something that you said that is very, very key
mm-hmm.
that could easily slip by, and I hope all of our listeners that are listening to this right now got that when she said that you have to be able to listen.
Oh yeah.
You know, you have to be able to listen because, you know,
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times when people are trying to give you feedback, some people can take that as being negative
yes.
and not being constructive criticism in
right.
order to help them, in order to help them to move on.
Mm-hmm.
I do just want to take a quick second just to thank all of our guests inside the chat room, and I'm so happy to see my very good friend Kimberly O'Neill is inside the chat room.
Hi.
And Kimberly is talking about
I know
about how
yes.
much
yes.
she loves you, and
oh.
she also is mentioning something about a travel collection. Do you have a travel collection?
I have a card called The World Traveler. Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have a piece called The World Traveler. Oh, she featured it. Yeah, she did.
Well, Kimberly says inside the chat room that right there is one of her favorites. A couple of questions that, if you don't mind, that I do want to ask inside the chat room. Kimberly just says hello. Hi, Kimberly. We love
Hi,
you.
Hi, Kimberly. I love you.
Michael wants to know, in terms of your paper, you know, in terms
mm-hmm.
of the quality of it,
yes.
Is this something that you're making yourself? I mean, do you go to, obviously, find the best companies around to get that quality paper that you're using for the business?
I do. I use Tell Michael, and this is for the paper convoys, right? I use Strathmore. It's 100-pound natural white. It's cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I use. Oh gosh, are we at 100? The first collection is on 100 pound, and the professionals collection is on, I believe, 140, something like that. Yeah.
Now, and talk a little bit about paper, if you would, because I want to say probably one of my first shows that I did was actually about scrapbooking. And what was funny, if you know anything about scrapbooking, then you kind of know paper is very important. I mean, you can go out, spend, you know, I don't know, 5 cents for a piece of paper. You can go out and honestly spend $2 or $3 for a piece of paper.
Right.
So I was interviewing a young lady. We were talking about the scrapbooking, and I was telling her the thing that irritates me the most is if I'm working on a project and the paper doesn't cut right. I mean, there's a clear difference between very, very good quality paper. I mean, you can touch, you can feel it, and you know what I'm talking about.
Right, I do.
Versus
I do.
Paper that versus that paper that's just really, really cheap.
Right.
So talk about just the importance of having really good paper.
Well, in any business, I happen to be in the paper business, right? But in anything that you're going to put your name on, and I can't stress it enough, okay, quality has always got to be job one, right? So paper is what I'm selling, all right? But it's not only the paper that matters, okay? It's the paper, it's the printer, making sure that those colors are right. I mean, I have gotten rid of over 450 pieces of paper because the score wasn't right, you know?
Wow.
So that's the thing. That's the thing about a business, right? It's a baby. So you're constantly putting into it. You're constantly nurturing it. And it's very important from the very beginning. You got to have that vision set, okay? Because it's the difference, you know, in apples and oranges, it's the difference between a Ford and a Mercedes-Benz. I'm selling Mercedes-Benz paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
So having said that, you know, I've had to part ways with a few folk, you know, because, no, I had to do it. Now, I had to. And I just, you know, at the end of the day, I always make the point, this is business. This is not my hobby. I am running a business.
Right.
And if I put my name on it and it goes out of here, you know, anyone that orders from She's Got Papers gets a handwritten note. That's my name on it, Tania Smith. I'll write a note, you know, thank you so much for your support. Enjoy this and great health. Stay inspired, Tania. But, you know, if you get this paper in the mail and you say, well, the score, I mean, this is kind of wrinkled and the box is, no, you know.
Right.
So with anything, with your brand, you've got to protect the integrity of the brand. Everything has to be right. The ribbon has to be right. The label has to be everything.
You know something too that I was just thinking about, and I do this, of course, mainly when I have shows. I always really kind of focus on it the day of the show and kind of, you know, sort of think about what I want to talk about.
Right.
And one of the things that I wanted to talk about, which you already touched on a little bit, was basically about the importance of especially kids in our society today, where they really don't do as much writing as I think what we used to do back in the day. Rather, they're on the computers and they're texting and all
and
of that stuff.
And they can't spell.
Yes, and they can't spell. Now the flip side to that is I know that is going on just as a result of technology. And again, the flip side to that is I am encouraged because I see, for example, so many kids, even you know, young boys and girls, for example, inside Michaels and Staples and just those stores, and you can kind of tell they're in there walking around looking at different supplies and that stuff. So although you know technology is kind of driven in that sense, I still feel encouraged that, you know, kids are interested in doing things like scrapbooking and writing notes and all of that good stuff. So what are your thoughts about that?
Well, with anything, everything is foundation, right? So I write notes because my grandmother wrote notes. We were taught etiquette as children. It's funny. Sometimes something will happen to me in a professional situation, and I'll call my grandmother because she's in my front row. That's what I call my ladies. There's seven of them. They're in my front row. And I say, Mommy, can you believe that? And she'll go, well, baby, she just doesn't know how to do. Have you ever heard an older person say that?
Yes.
So everything is foundation. Everything is upbringing, you know. So the kids that you're seeing in Michael's, something has been passed down to them, you know, that's been ingrained in them. My son, is, like I said, is 16. Brandon has an engraved set of note cards, right? And I wanted to make them stylish, so it has like a gold B on it. You know, I got them from Cranes. But the point is, when he gets gifts, he has to write notes. You know, is he writing notes to his friends? Absolutely not. Okay. But my friends and my colleagues, you know, who have given him gifts for certain things, he's doing that because that's what he's learning in my home. So there will still be a section of this generation, even though they're texting, and that's almost like a whole other language, LOL and THK and all that, you know.
Right.
you will still have those select few young women and young men that write notes. You know.
And speaking of the texting, I don't mean to cut you off there, but as the show goes on, I get questions in the chat room, and also people email me questions. And this is a mother of two kids who's listening from New Jersey, and she says, it says, Victoria, tell Miss T that, I guess she's one of your friends on Facebook. She says, tell Miss T that my kids are always texting, and she said, perhaps you should come out with a line of cards that deal with the language of texting.
And you tell her maybe I will.
That's not a bad idea because, you know, the teenagers would love that.
Yes,
you?
They would. They would. Wouldn't that be cute? Now, see?
Yeah.
See? Now, that goes back to my original point. Women will tell you what they want. All you have to do is listen. You know?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that's perfect.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, that's perfect.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, and you know what, actually, too, it's crazy that it's so, not crazy in a good sense that you mentioned that, because I've got to tell you, like, most of the jargon when it comes to text, you know, OMGs, I basically know the basics, but, darling, I got to tell you, sometimes people send me stuff,
I know.
I'm sitting there scratching my head trying to figure out what in the world is this person trying to say to me.
But you know
and
what I'll do? You know what I'll do?
I don't want to write them back and say, hey, can you help me out? So I'll go to some... to one of the kids in the family and say, email them privately and say, what in the world does this mean? And then they tell me.
They translate.
I'm literally thinking of that, you know, I know we already know you've got a bunch of work to do and you've got a family, but definitely you should consider that because seriously, you know, that would help even some of us adults out. My
That's
goodness,
cute. That's
a
really
like
cute
that.
Idea. Yes.
Yeah.
That's an excellent idea. I will take that into advisement. I'll talk to my Brandon tonight and see what ideas he has.
Good. I think that,
that is fantastic.
And actually, it seems to be very popular with some folks inside the chat room as well.
Really?
And speaking of the chat room and our listeners, again, I want to thank all of you that are taking the time to listen to the show tonight. We're talking to the owner and the CEO and all the good stuff of She's Got Papers. It's a company that deals with stationery and all of that good stuff, note cards, business cards, correspondence, all different types of cards. So I just want to thank all of you for being here with us. Now, you also had mentioned in an email that you have a discount. So I know there's quite a few people anxiously waiting to know what the discount is for some of the listeners for At Home with Victoria. So will you please do the honor of telling them for me?
Sure. We're going to be doing a 25% discount for all of Victoria's listeners. So you can go to shesgotpapers.com, order your stuff, and use code SGP25.
Okay, I'm going to write that in the chat room. You said it's SGP?
Uh-huh.
SGP25.
25.
Okay, so now and I'll also make sure that I put that on. It's funny because everybody's already putting that inside the chat room, so I will also make sure that I stick that on my Facebook account. And one thing that I just simply love about At Home with Victoria, I was looking at some of my numbers the other day, and God is so good. I like calling you Miss T. Is that okay?
Of course. Like a lot of people do. Yeah.
I like that. So I was checking the numbers out, and by the end of December, I'll be up to – close to 20,000 people have listened to my show this year, and that's a blessing to me because I started out only wanting to do one show a month, and the word kind of got around that the news lady had a show on, so of course one show turned to 10 to 15 a month, but I was saying that to say that one thing that I love about all of the folks that follow and listen to the show, we're all very good at supporting each other. You know, when businesses and things come on, we're all very good at saying, hey, you know what, I think I'd rather, you know, go to Ms. T's website and get something as opposed to getting some stationery from Target or Walmart. So I love that about people that, you know, that really support. And listen, a couple of folks that were on, they got so much traffic on their website, it shut the website
shut
down.
I
was happy. They weren't too happy about it, but I was happy that we were able to generate that amount of traffic for them during that. But yeah, I just want to thank you so much. I've got a couple more minutes with you. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about that we didn't talk about? I'm going to have you back on because I have a bunch of questions, and I don't want to try to cram it all in. But one question before I let you go, there's a woman who emailed me from New York. I've got a lot of listeners from New York and New Jersey and Philly on the East Coast.
Really?
And she wants to know, she wants to know, when you put together cards, is it difficult for you to sit down and sort of think of the wording if you've got to do a card where you're writing a message onto it? That's a good question.
No, because she's got papers. It's from my heart, right? So Here's the thing. The design itself is the lead, okay, which is why, and I always say she's got papers for the thinking woman, but it is, right, because the lead kind of, it gives you the precursor for what your ideas can be inside, you know. So, for instance, the beautician. I just recently went natural, went down to the salon, cut off the last 6 inches of the perm. I had to do it, okay. The beautician, I know I had to. The beautician I sent to Alicia, okay? Now, the outside of the beautician says, thanks for caring, thanks for treating my locks with love. And the inside, I wrote, Alicia, you took me on this emotional journey over 1 year ago, and look at me now. Much love to you, lady. Tania. You see?
It's
from your heart. She's got papers. It's from your heart. And that's why I think women gravitate toward it so much. My aunt, and this is the, I know you have to wrap up. My aunt got a divorce. She needed it, right? She felt that she needed it. I love my uncle, but it didn't work. She got a divorce. My aunt came back. I mean, back. I got my old aunt back, you know, like from the way I remember her when I was a little girl. I designed a piece specifically for her. Okay, and the name of it is Best in Show. It's got a movie marquee on it. The marquee says now playing, and the quote on the card is a brand new beautiful you. She's popping. I mean, she just, you know, she has exploded with her new life. You see?
Yeah.
So if you connect, people don't buy things that they don't connect to, okay? But if you connect to a piece of stationery on my website, by the time it reaches your mailbox and that pretty pink paper, your thoughts are, you ready to put it down. You ready.
Well, listen, I am telling you this, I know you're not able to probably see it right now, but this, you have got this chat room of mine jumping tonight.
Oh.
There's such a great conversation going on with Kimberly Petra, who's going to be on after you, our guest, Monique. Urban Bridges, Cheryl is on, and Michael Kay, who's producing the show tonight, says says a divorce line of cards would bring in huge business, and it's such a great idea. And you know what? Actually, too, Petra, don't go anywhere. We're going to get to you in just a couple more minutes. I think Petra's fine. I see her inside the chat room, and she's actually enjoying the conversation there.
Okay.
But you know, something, Ms. T, to mention about the divorce thing.
Right.
A lot of stuff that I see these days where people get a divorce, as opposed to it being sort of a doom and gloom or something bad in their life,
a lot
of women actually celebrate it now.
You know what?
You know,
people are
like
having divorce
parties,
and I don't know about that. But she's renewed. Do you understand what I mean? She just, and I said to myself, and nothing to her. I didn't say anything to her. I have 5 aunts, so I got to work with it. You know, but I said, I have to do something to celebrate her new journey. See, she's on a new journey, you know. It was less about celebrating her divorce. It was more about celebrating the brand new person that she is. She's turning 50 next year. I mean, we're just going to go. You were going to have a fabulous party. You know, I may even use that piece as the invitations for her 50th, you know, because it's a renewal. That's what it is. You know, I mean, they're having a divorce parties and this and that, and we're glad he gone. We're not doing all that. I'm just celebrating her new self. I'm all in favor of that. you know?
And I like that. Yeah, I like that. I very much like that. But the reason why I mentioned that is because just in my travels and being a television reporter, I've just seen so much of that. And I'm saying that to say is,
right.
Is that, a long time ago, way back in the day, especially for women, when women go through divorces, it was,
right.
it was more of a depressing, sad
and traumatic
thing for them.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy to see whether, you know, you decide to celebrate it in your own way for whatever reason,
right.
that you've actually turned it into something positive as opposed
Absolutely.
To something negative. So just that personal card in what you're talking about doing, it's just absolutely wonderful. And speaking
Thank
of wonderful,
you.
I have had such a pleasure talking to you. I've seen you out at a couple of functions, but I've always been busy working and haven't had the chance to actually talk to you and sort of say hi. So it has just been such an honor to have you on, and please come back and visit again.
I will. Thank you so much for having me and introducing me to your huge audience. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and Michael says, my entertainment co-host, and he's in the chat room right now producing it, he says, you better get ready for a busy website. Oh, one other question before you leave. They want to know, how long does this special last? That's a good question.
It'll be all month. So we'll take it through. Today's December 6th. We'll take it through to January 6th. They usually do a month.
Okay,
we just sent out the newsletter today.
Great.
So yeah.
Great, because a lot of people, although you know they're still going to be probably buying Christmas gifts throughout the rest of December. So that's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. Lady T, thank you so much for coming on. And just to let you know, your website, She's Got Papers, has been inside of our chat room. I forgot to mention that. So everybody's got your website.
Perfect.
Also, you can find her on Facebook. And I'm sure if you just Google her, you will definitely not have any problem finding her. Her website is inside the chat room. And much love and kisses. And I do thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And that's the one and only Miss Lady T that I like to call her. She's Got Papers. That's just absolutely wonderful that she just has this great business. And, of course, you can tell this is something that she is passionate about. So I hope all of you take advantage. Go to her website, She's Got Papers. So generous of her to keep that 25% discount on until January the 6th. So, you know, instead of giving somebody, you know, if you're going to give stationery or something like that, you know, instead of going to your regular store to get it, you know, why not go ahead and get it from her? It's a lot more personal, and also you can see the love and time that was spent inside of that. And that's why I like to do these shows that we're focusing on small businesses on At Home with Victoria around the Christmas holidays, because it just gives me such joy to have all of you wonderful folks on now. And speaking of another wonderful person who's going to be on, now this young lady is no stranger to At Home with Victoria. Petra Cleary is a health and beauty expert with Airborne, and she's been on many, many times just to actually in some instances to kind of talk about her products, but mainly Petra's very good because she's just so knowledgeable about health and beauty and just information that we women need to take better care of ourselves. She's been inside the chat room, so I know she's been here with us. So we're going to see if we can go ahead and get Miss Petra on the line. Petra, you're live on the air. Are you with us?
Yes, I am, Victoria.
I've been seeing you, darling, inside the chat room, firing it up. You having a good time tonight so far, I can tell.
I'm loving this new feature. I don't know if it's new or just new to me and how I've missed it before, but I was having a ball. I mean, I finally found the World Traveler cards that Kim ordered, and, you know, traveling is my biggest hobby. So
yeah.
I was so elated to see the little World Traveler cards, so That's on my list.
And you know, Petra, something too, and I know you heard me talk about that I was telling Ms. Lady T, is that I love it, you know, with all of the folks that I'm associated with, all of you, you know, especially women, you guys have small businesses. I love how everybody, you know, listens to the show, come on and try to support each other. Because I thought about that when I saw you kind of typing away, talking to Kimberly inside the chat room, that you're always going somewhere and traveling somewhere. So I knew that one would be perfect for you.
Absolutely. And I really do love that you picked this season of Giving to have all the small business owners back on. And one of the, I always tell people, like, the secret ingredient in small business is the love, which is why I am so elated to find out about She's Got Papers, because it's that extra special something, because this mm-hmm. is that person's passion and their business that you don't get from the big chain stores. Mm-hmm. And so
absolutely.
When your purchase arrives, it's just with this extra special care, or when you're mm-hmm. placing your order with someone, or, you know, they're consulting with you, it's just that little something extra that's priceless.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great mm-hmm. time of year.
Well, thank you. That makes me very, very happy that you and everybody else out there appreciate me taking the time to do this. And I was talking to another friend of mine today who's actually also in the television news business, and everybody keeps saying, I can't believe you're doing this show and you don't make any money from it. And I said, are you kidding me? I said, I'm the least bit worried about making money. I just really enjoy doing it, because I'd always said to myself, you know, being a television news anchor, you know, we're only able to generally give people no more than a minute or 2 minutes on television, and that's just simply not enough time to say anything. So I always thought, you know, if there was an opportunity where I could use my skill as a journalist and give people 30 minutes to an hour to really talk about whatever it is that they want to talk about that they love to do, then I would definitely do that. So this has just been great for me. I love every single show that I do and getting a chance to talk to you. Now, speaking of you, let me just tell everybody, I am a big fan of Petras. Somehow I met you, yeah, I think it was through Mike on Facebook. So whenever Petras got anything kind of special going on, she always was very nice enough to sort of post on my wall and keep me up to date on her seminars and all these wonderful things that she does in the Washington, D.C. area, and actually pretty much all over. I saw one time you were in North Carolina. You're all over the place, I know that. But I ordered some natural brushes from her that were on sale. Great, great deal. What was that? Was that last month, Petra, November?
I think it was October, maybe.
October.
When the brushes
yeah.
were 50% off, yeah.
Well, I ordered everybody all these. It was a set, and I'll let you talk about it, these fabulous makeup brushes, and the fibers on them were natural. And let me just tell you something. Every single other brush, Petra, that I've been using to put my makeup on, they're in the trash. Once I started using those, I'm telling you, it really does make a huge difference in the world. For one, a couple of times I was using one of the brushes so much for the blush that my face started to break out because it was time that I needed to get rid of that. So, ladies, if you ever get a chance, make sure you email her or kind of, you know, cruise her page and find out when those natural brushes will come back on sale, because they are very nice. And tell them how many it was. And it was just such a great deal on those brushes. And they're all natural.
You get a carrying case, and it's our 10-piece precision brush set. So it's pretty much every brush that a woman would need in her makeup collection. And I have to tell you, I have an apron that had over 70 professional makeup brushes, which I've all thrown. I've thrown them all to the side except for a couple huge duster brushes, because they are made with animal fibers. And so when it got hot this summer, when we had like a month of 90 degree days, my professional brushes all were shedding. And as with everything that Arbonne International makes, our 10-piece precision brush set is vegan certified. So it's synthetic fibers, and so it doesn't shed when it gets warmer, so you don't have like these stray hairs all over your face from applying your makeup. And they are soft as silk. I think that's the biggest thing. They're just really, really soft brushes, so it makes everything glide on, and it just feels like silk on your face. So I, too, have gotten rid of a bunch of brushes, and I'm telling you, I had like over 70 professional brushes that I've now gotten rid of.
Yeah, it just, I mean, ladies, just seriously, you know, I'm not saying right now go away and throw away all of your brushes, but when the time comes that you need some new brushes, I think you should definitely check out Petra. And any of the other ladies that actually sell that. And I'm actually seeing Petra inside the chat room that You've got a lot of folks in there saying how much they love you and they love the what you sell and all of that good stuff. So you've got a lot of support there. And actually, Petra, I think the chat room is what you're talking about. This feature has always been there. I think you probably just never paid any attention to it or used it, but it's always been there, and it's very cool to be able to kind of touch and feel and talk to people inside the chat room as the show goes on. Plus, it's great, too, if people have questions. So it is a very, very cool feature. I like it as well.
Oh, I love it. I think, you know, I have each time I've been just on the phone and not online, and so I've been listening in and been
right.
plugged into the chat room. So I think that's how I missed it all the other times, but I love it.
I know, it's great. It's kind of like, you know, you're having two conversations at one time, but the one inside the chat room is so much more intimate because you kind of know all the people inside there and everybody's listening and having fun at the same time. Well, enough of me. So listen, I've had so many things inside my brain. I can't even remember what we were going to talk about, but I know you remember, and I know whatever it is, it's going to be some good stuff. So what are we supposed to be talking about? Is it stuff for winter skin or stuff for Christmas or discounts? You go ahead and start talking.
Well, actually, it's a combination of all of the above. And so we definitely want to address winter skin issues, but it is that time of year where people are in the gift-given mode. And what I find with my customers and my clients at this time of year, it's they have that those last few people on their list that they have no idea of what to get them. Like they have no clue of what to get that person. They have no clue of really what to get the babysitter or, you know, sometimes there are these people that don't even make it on our list that kind of slip our minds and then they give us a little something and we feel bad and we're like, oh, no, what to get them. And so I always prep my clients to have little stocking stuffers that, you know, if someone in the office that maybe wasn't on your list brings you something, you'll have a nice little gift to turn around and give to them. If you forgot the postman, if you forgot your dry cleaner, you know, anyone that you do business with that maybe may give you a gift or a discount, you'll just have something that you can come back with the next day or, you know, an hour later and gift them with something really small and really sweet. Or if you have, you know, that mother-in-law or that boss or just that person, you never know each and every year what to get them. That's what I'm going to cover real quick tonight. And again, with all the products that I'm mentioning, as with all Arbonn products, they're all vegan certified. Use the best organic ingredients wherever possible with no harmful chemicals and preservatives. So not only are you giving them a thoughtful gift, but you're also giving them the gift of wellness. And something that I absolutely love for those people who you have no idea of what to get them, I always gift those people with soy candles. And what's great, first of all, candles are unisex, and so they're a great gift to have around for anyone. They're great for a boss or supervisor. They're great for hostess gifts if you're going to someone's holiday party. They're the perfect gift to give to that hostess. And what I love about gifting people with soy candles, I just read an article last month. It was actually posted on Yahoo, and I was so glad that they posted it because many people don't know. It was talking about the five toxins that are in your home, and the number one was wax candles. And a lot of people don't realize that burning a traditional wax candle actually puts a lot of soot and pollutants in the air in your home. And
you know what? And Petra, I don't mean to cut you off, but it's interesting that you say that because I have a one of the I'm just going to name it a Yankee candle that I have in my house that was given to me as a gift. And just today, this afternoon, I lit the candle, and I remember looking inside and seeing all the way around the jar. It's so black in there.
Absolutely. And that's what you're letting into the air in your home. And when you blow it out and you get that soot that kind of starts off the candle, or if you're burning a candle for an hour and you really don't smell it until you blow it out, that's because it's the paraffin has to is actually burning off a bunch of chemicals first. And so not only do wax candles put a lot of pollutants in the air inside your home, but because they're wax, they're very dangerous after you've burned them for a long time, or they're very dangerous to have with small children around because the wax can actually cause burn into the skin. Versus a soy candle, the soy base actually allows the heat to dissipate. So even if it spills onto your skin, it rubs right in like a massage oil. So what you get is a warm wax and never a hot wax. I'm using the term wax loosely. And they also burn clean. And because they burn so clean and you're not burning off a bunch of chemicals, your soy candles last longer. They burn up to like 70 hours. So soy candles are a great gift to give. And we have some fabulous soy candles. And one special that we're actually having is that you get four gifts in one. You get two large glass soy candles that are 3 wicks. You get two candle sets that have each have five different scented candles in there. And those four gifts all together come for $69. I mean, that boils down to, you know, like under $20 per gift. Imagine having four gifts that's pretty much unisex that you can give
to anyone
on your list. And also you're giving them something that's safe for the home. So I love soy candles as a gift. And one of the hardest people in my family to buy for is my aunt. She's one of those, what do you give the person that has everything?
Everything.
And you give her a soy candle.
A soy candle.
And she absolutely loved it. Like, she could not wait for September to arrive when these candles would be available again, because they were just fabulous, and she absolutely adored them. And that's when I knew, I was like, oh, okay, it really works for the person who, you know, you never know what to get. Something else that's great to gift people with this time of year is always something for the hands. So some sort of hand treatment. Because winter, the winter cold wreaks havoc on our hands. You can moisturize, and then as soon as you go outside to start the car, you put your hand on those steering wheels, and they're dry, they're cracked, they're ashy. And so having pocket-size hand creams are a really great gift. And we have a fabulous Shea Butter Trio, and they're these little mini Shea Butter Trios that come in a traditional Shea Butter fragrance of just vanilla. One comes in berry, and one comes in peach. Now, they come as a set, so it's great to give someone as a set, or they're the perfect size to use for stocking stuffers, or if you have a Secret Santa that's going on at work, where usually you give a person a gift each day. It's also great for that. But what I love is that it's a trio. So that allows the person to leave one in the car, leave one in their office desk, put one in their gym bag or their handbag. And so that way they can always have a hand cream to combat that winter dryness.
And you know, Petra, it's that right there is a very, very good idea, because I'm the type of person, I will walk right out of the house and forget to put, you know, some type of lotion or cream on my hands. And then once I get outdoors and I'm kind of getting in the car and I look at my hands, and you know how you get that ashy, rough looking, I'm like, oh my goodness. So definitely somebody like me, I always try to keep some type of cream or something like that inside my car in the glove compartment, so I can just open it up, grab it, put it on, and then put it back in there. So that's a great idea, like you said, to have it, to keep one in the car, you know, at your desk at work and also at home, because that way you don't necessarily have to carry it around with you all the time. But those are pretty much the main places you're going to go, or in your gym bag or something, so you'll always kind of have it handy.
Absolutely, and I mean, this applies for men as well, because I always tell people in business, not only do you want to put your best face forward, but your best hand forward, because, you know, that's a part of our first impression is a great handshake, and that includes, you know, the texture of your skin on your hands, and, you know, if somebody's going to remember, like, wow, they had really rough, dry hands, or if they're just focused on, you know, you as a person. So we don't want anything to take away from us when we're given that first impression. So, again, what I love is the size of this hand cream trio, that they're just great to kind of stick them somewhere. And then, of course, there was shea butter and natural essential oil. So what you get is healing to that winter skin and not an oily, greasy, heavy feeling. So this is a lotion, like I said, if I get in the car and put some on real quick, I can still drive down the street without my hands slipping
right.
and sliding all
right.
over the steering wheel.
And speaking of slipping and sliding, let me try to slide this question in there. Tara Starr is inside the chat room. Hello, Tara. And Tara has a question. She wants to know, when you're talking about that lotion, is it okay to leave it inside the car during the wintertime? And will the cold affect it or anything, or kind of freeze it up or something?
No, it definitely won't freeze if you put it in your console of the car, of your glove compartment. You're just going to end up with, it's going to be a little cold when you first put some on.
Put it on.
But
okay.
it won't freeze up or coagulate in any way. So because it is a more of like a whipped cream in a tube and not a butter in a jar. So
gotcha. Okay.
It'll
gotcha,
be
gotcha,
fine
gotcha,
in the
gotcha,
car.
There you go, Tara. I'm sure you've got that down packed. And also, just to let everybody know, my producer tonight is Michael Kay, and Michael is on it inside the chat room, and he's
yes,
got
he is.
Website. Yeah, he's on it. He's very, very good at what he does, but he does have your website. For those of you that are interested in learning more about the products that she's talking about or just to follow Petra, because one thing, I mentioned this before, that I love about Petra, she's not always about trying to push and sell you products. She just has really good information. So I find that if you've got a question about skincare or anything, you know, she's the type of person that you can email and say, you know, hey, what do you think about this or whatever, and she's really good at giving you an answer. So that's another reason why I always like to have her on At Home with Victoria when I can, because she's very, very focused on education as well as information. So I just had to throw that in there for you, Petra, because you are really good with that stuff. So.
Oh, thank you, Victoria. Thank you. It's my pleasure. And that's what I love. I love being able to help people. I just find so many times that something as small as a skin issue, whether it's our hands, whether it's our face, whether it's a scalp problem, just sometimes how much that takes control of someone's life. It's almost debilitating. I've met so many people that, you know, they don't like shaking people's hands because they know they have awful eczema on their hands, or, you know, they don't like wearing certain types of clothes, or they hate the summertime because they don't like showing their skin. And it's just so, to have something as simple as that limit us and ruin our self-esteem. So I just love being able to help people to truly be themselves and shine and be healthy at the same
mm-hmm.
time. So it is absolutely my pleasure. Another group that's really hard to shop for when it comes to the holiday time are men. And it's always like, well, what do I get him? And, you know, sometimes it's, okay, which cologne or which fragrance to get him. But this is a great time to help that special guy in your life get started on a grooming regimen. Some men are really good about, you know, sneaking and getting their grooming products. And others just mm-hmm. need a little bit of help to say, okay,
help.
Honey, here is a two-step, three-step system. Here it is. It comes in a great, you know, travel tote.
Right.
You take it to the gym with
mm-hmm.
you. This is what you do. Don't worry. I'll order it for you. And even with fragrances and colognes, I just find that once men have been gifted with something, then they're like, oh, okay, I know to go look for this and ask for this. Mm-hmm. So, ladies, sometimes some fellas just need a little bit of help, and so this is a great time of year to get him a really nice grooming set that is specific just for men's needs, because men's skin is a bit thicker than women. I mean, so are their skulls, but that's a whole nother show.
I was going to say, darling, you're talking about a whole nother show where we could add like 2 hours and have a whole conversation with Kimberly and Lady T, I'm sure, and Cheryl Wood and pretty much everybody else, Monica as well on the line. But, and you know, something also too, I was thinking about when you were talking about men, my my significant other is a doctor, and he is very much into wellness and, you know, healthcare. He very much is somebody who is more interested in prevention as opposed to, you know, treating you when you're sick. So he wants you to take care of yourself and be healthy so that you don't have to always show up at the doctor's office. But I thought about you because every year he goes to an anti-aging conference in Las Vegas. I can't think of the organization that the National Bariatric, I think, Association, or one of those that give it, and he's leaving on Wednesday to go out there. But a lot of, you know, what you talk about and what you focus on, they have a lot of workshops and things like that out there. But I thought about him when you talked about men, because now he is definitely somebody that once you give him the information and sort of tell him, hey, this is what you need to do because it's going to help with X, Y, and Z, he will certainly follow it. So the reason I say that is that, you know, even if, ladies, you think that your guy may not be interested in following some type of regimen, you never know. I mean, I would certainly recommend that you ask, and maybe if they don't do every single step, you know, kind of start them off slowly with some things, and, you know, to kind of get them in the habit of taking care of their skin as well. So didn't mean to cut you off there, but I was
thinking. Oh, no, that's fine.
What I thought about.
And see, what happens when you gift a man with a grooming set, it gives them an excuse. So when their friends do catch them using it in the locker room, it's like, oh, well, my wife or my girlfriend gave it to
right,
me. So,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I got to use it or she's going to be upset. So it gives them an
right.
out
exactly.
when,
I like that.
When they're caught with it. But actually, men who start on a grooming regimen, they love it because men's biggest concern is shaving, whether they suffer from razor bumps, whether they suffer from razor burns, whether they're looking for a closer, cleaner shave. When men actually start on a skincare, a grooming regimen, and start treating the skin, what happens is that their shaving routine becomes easier and they start seeing the results that they want when they shave. And that's their biggest concern. So when they actually exfoliate the skin, when they moisturize it, when it's actually toned and firm, then they get that perfect shave that they desire. And that's the biggest part of a grooming regimen. And also everyone now has to start wearing some sort of SPF protection daily. And so
yeah, you've always talked about that whenever it's kind of funny because everyone, whenever Petra comes on the show, I don't care what we talk about. She always talks about the importance of making sure that you always kind of sneak that in the conversation somewhere. And right now is no exception as well. Go ahead.
Because it is just so, it is so important. It is so important. If we look at the American Cancer Society, skin cancer is up there in the top, and so no one is exempt from it. None of us are exempt from the sun's rays, especially with the condition of our environment these days. So we do have to protect ourselves. You know, our skin, especially our face, is exposed to the elements 24/7, whether it's outdoor elements or even the environment in your home. Now that we've all turned on our central heating or our heating system, it literally sucks the moisture out of our skin. You know, some people
exactly.
may wake up in the middle of the night and need to drink some water or actually apply lotion to their hands or feet because they actually, you know, feel how dry it is. So
mm-hmm.
no exception for men, no exception. Although their skin is a little thicker and rougher, they're not exempt from the rays of the sun. So
yeah.
that's, you know, just something really important. So, again, if you have someone on your list who you have no idea of what to get them, consider a soy candle, and candles are great. Candles always add a certain warmth to the home, and every time they light that candle, they're going to think about you. If you have a Secret Santa, or if there's stockings, or if there's just some people on your list that you just want to show a little bit of appreciation, not really spend a lot of money on, but just a little something to say, you're special, thank you for your service, I remembered you. And there are tons of people that we always forget, you know, those people that service us daily, whether it's our postal workers, whether it's, you know, the aftercare person that takes care of your child after school.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget teachers.
Post
I used to
office.
Teach for 10 years. Please
yeah.
don't forget your children's teachers. If you have a dog walker, always gift those people with just a little something that says, you are special to me. Thank you for your service. And again, help the fellas in your life out by getting them a grooming set so that they can start on a healthy grooming regimen to start protecting themselves and preserving their skin. You know, men worry about aging too. They just don't show it as much, or they don't talk about it as much as we do. But and
Petra, hold on for 1 second. I don't want to cut you off. We're running out of time a little bit, but I don't want you to go, because I'm going to bring my friend Kimberly O'Neill into the conversation. Kimberly was one of the folks that you were chatting with inside the chat room. She also has her own company where she deals with travel. So I wanted to bring Kimberly. Kimberly, you're live. Are you with us on the air?
Hey, Victoria. How are you?
I'm good. I'm here with Petra. I wanted you to join the conversation because although Petra is kind of finishing up her information on great gifts, I wanted you to talk about She's Got Papers, because I know you have used some of her things, the traveling one, and Petra also likes the traveling one. So tell everybody just kind of a testimonial in terms of how good her merchandise is.
Well, obviously, you know that I am in touch with Tania. She got papers through Jewel. One of the things she picked up and said, this is just one of the things you've got to have. You've got to see it. I love this girl. And actually, Tania donated some items to our swag bag for our last event in September. So I actually got to touch and feel the quality of her products at that time, and they are to die for. And I am not a stationary person. I'd rather text or email. But that makes you want to write something to someone. And so being in a travel business, I saw that she had the World Traveler card, and I knew that I had to have it. And so I made a purchase, and I actually made a purchase tonight while we've been on the line, and I used the discount, and that was great. So I'm really excited to get those cards on the way so that I can actually send thank yous to the people that I do business with, because that's what I like to do.
Yeah, and I just think it's great, too. And I think when Petra, before she started talking about the health and beauty stuff ideas as gifts, I just think it's just so important. And Petra, you can comment on this, and then Kimberly, I want you to comment on it. It's just so important that when all of us, especially women, have small businesses, that it's so important that all of us just support each other. Don't you think so?
Absolutely, and that's what I loved about this, and I loved being on the show tonight because I got a chance to check out the website. And again, it's the little bit of something extra, which is why I'm glad Tania was able to share her business with us, because just like Kim, who's using them for our clients, I also found cards that I can use for my clients and for my team. And so this is a way to not only support but also help with marketing. And I think that's a small business's biggest issue, is marketing and getting their business out there. And this is a great way to do that.
Absolutely. Kimberly, what are your thoughts?
I think, you know, especially being a small business owner, if everyone notices that follows me on Facebook, it's something that I promote on a daily and weekly basis. It's just something that we need to do. Small business owners have great products, equivalent products to the big box stores, and we just need to value them and invest in them. And the success, you know, in years to come, the success of our small businesses, it's really going to rely on the networking that we do now. And so it's really important, if you can support someone that has a small business, do so. Social media is for that. Don't be afraid to use it. Get out there and promote yourself. Promote others, because if we don't do it, word of mouth is so important. Social media is free. And so it's so important that we continue to utilize it and use one another to help build and support our businesses. And if I can support someone else's business in my day-to-day life and businesses, I would love to do that. Because at least I know those dollars are going to go further in the communities that we all live in.
And also, ladies, what's interesting, and for all of those inside the chat room that's listening, and also all the listeners who aren't inside the chat room, I actually find that once I was able to connect with all the sort of small businesses on Facebook, is that whenever I actually go out, whether I'm looking for a dress or looking for stationery or looking for makeup, I actually find now that I go to my Facebook group of sort of my core business people on there first before I even think about going to a drugstore or to the regular mall, because so that's kind of interesting to me in terms of how my shopping skills, my shopping patterns, I should say, have changed, because I'll think about going to Hush Boutique or, you know, to another company, like when I needed the brushes and Petra told me she had the brushes. So now it's just so funny to me that, like, I literally really do watch when businesses and people that I associate with on Facebook, when they have specials. Like, I mean, like, I literally watch it like you would think it's a Sunday paper where you get the coupons inside the paper, and I really, you know, sweet waxations. I really watch when people have specials and actually do order something. So that's kind of interesting to me how my entire shopping habits for me personally have changed as a result of Facebook and as a result of having all these different small businesses on the show. So that's been pretty cool. But also it just kind of gives me a special feeling that, you know, I like the idea that I know Kimberly, that I can call her, and if I've got a question about travel, and that she is going to look up for me and try to get me the best deal possible. You know, I like the idea that I know I can call Jewel and ask her if she knows somebody, you know, who specializes in this. It's going to be quality, plus, you know, I'm going to get a really good deal on it and not get taken advantage of. So what Petra was talking about, just having that one-on-one relationship with people, I mean, that really, 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 I think, goes a long way, too, as opposed to, you know, I can't go to my regular mall and get the same information that I can, you know, from somebody like Petra who really knows her stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So in any event, I have talked everybody to death too much tonight.
Actually, it's been a good show, Victoria. Actually, I was saying that in the chat room that I've truly enjoyed tonight. It's just been a lot of good information, a lot of good energy, and so I thank you for the show as well. So I don't think you talked us to death.
Thank
it's
you.
Just that there was a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, it's one of those things too where I remember, I think another show that we had, and I actually Jewel was on, and I said, Kimberly, I've got to get some small businesses on for Christmas, and we were kind of laughing at each other. You were saying, great, you're giving me some more work to do, but everybody who's been on and who is going to continue to be on are just people that really, really work hard and, you know, are passionate and very good at what they do. So, Kimberly, thanks for taking the time to call in. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Thank you so much. And again, that was Kimberly O'Neill. Kimberly is also on Facebook, everyone, and she deals with travel and also helping nonprofit organizations. So check her out, Kimberly O'Neill. You can also find her on my page as well. Well, Petra, thank you so much for taking the time to call in. And do me a favor and post any information that you can about some of what you talked about, the soy candles, on my page so that when folks go on my page, they can just look on it on there directly and see the information from you, or post your link to your website on my page, if you'd be so kind as to do that.
Okay, I definitely will, because I'm also giving 35% off any orders on holiday products until the end of the week, because they are limited edition products and they start to go really fast this time of the month. So 35% off your entire purchase, and that candle combo, that's already at 65% off. So that's something people definitely want to take a look at.
Is there any kind of special code, or will they see all the information when they log onto the website?
They would have to contact me directly for the discount.
Okay.
But they will be able to browse online to get the items that they want on their wish list and in their shopping cart. But to get the 35% off, they just have to give me a call or shoot me an email to get that discount.
And definitely I can let everybody know, and I'm not saying that just because I'm Victoria. Petra is very, very good at getting back with you. One thing I also want to mention that I love about Petra is that whenever I placed an order with her, I swear to God, my order seems like it gets here within 2 days. So I don't know if that's regular shipping or if you just kind of do that because you like your clients, but just to let you know, her orders do come rather fast. So, Petra, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing that information on my page, and I'm sure I have no doubt that you'll be getting some orders too, I think especially for those soy candles that you talked about.
Oh, they're my favorite. But thank you again, Victoria, for the opportunity to just share what I love doing with your guests. And thank you, Michael, for keeping the chat room so lively tonight.
I know he is. He does a great job. And actually, Petra, I think Cheryl, who is an amazing, amazing woman, I know she's going to add you because she mentioned inside the chat room, she goes, oh, who is this Petra? I love her. I like her. So I mentioned to her that Cheryl does a lot of events, and her sister is a nurse, and she does a lot of wellness programs. So I mentioned to Cheryl Wood inside the chat room that she should connect with you. And when her sister's got this wellness program coming up in April, that they need to get you there to be one of the speakers to talk about the healthcare and beauty, since you're so good at it. So just to let
that
you know,
would be
I
wonderful.
Put you out there like that.
Okay, and I see Cheryl on your Facebook page, so I'll go ahead and add her.
Yeah.
But thank you again. It's been my pleasure.
Okay, thank you so much. And I want to thank all of you guys for taking the time to listen tonight. We talked a little bit to Miss Lady T from She's Got Papers, and also Petra Cleary from Health and Beauty Experts, and mainly sells airborne products, but they're really, really good products. I love their lip gloss, by the way, also their brushes. And they also have very, very nice makeup as well. So if you're interested in samples or any of that stuff, check out Petra, because she's always, my goodness, just like Kimberly Ann is always giving things away from Sweet Waxation, Petra is always, you know, saying things like, I've got samples for this, you know, the first, I don't know, five people that email me, you know, I'll send it out to you. So she's very good at, you know, at giving as well. And again, if you've got any type of questions for skincare or hair, she's a really, really good person to go to, because she really it's just kind of well-versed when it comes to health and beauty. And you can also find, again, Petra on my page. Now, tomorrow we've got another fun show coming up. We've got some more small businesses, four of them, that are going to be on. We're starting at 8 o'clock, and we probably won't get done until about 9:30. So if you can't stay for the whole hour and a half tomorrow, listen in on different parts of the show. We've got jewelry, we've got a photographer, we've got a craft expert, we've got a musician, Shelly Rand. Shelly is so special because she put together something very special for At Home with Victoria that we're going to unveil tomorrow night. So I'm looking forward to that. But I want to end the show tonight with one of Shelley's songs. It's a Christmas song, and she's going to be talking about her Christmas CD tomorrow that goes on sale. So if you're looking for some Christmas music, you guys have got to check out Shelly Rand. And Shelly is also a friend of mine and Michael on Facebook. But I want to end the show with Shelly's Christmas song. So we'll chat a little bit more inside the chat room. We'll listen to Shelly's song, and then I'm going to head over to Facebook. Good night, everybody, and God bless. And thank you so much for spending all this time and listening to At Home with Victoria.